baby. Hey.
Jesus criminy.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke. Chris
Everett. George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday here in a very cloudy, rainy, windy, nasty
ugly.
Tampa Bay area.
Ugly.
Yes. All ugly. Of the above.
Ugly. I hate. Well, that's not true. I don't hate ugly days. I really like them. I like gloomy because that's right up my alley.
Is this considered a grumpy day then?
Well, no, because it's 127 degrees here. It's sunny. It's hot. It's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
At least somebody's enjoying it.
Yeah, right?
It was so hot. How hot was it? That I had things melt in the car. Believe that? That's hot.
Well, I mean, chocolate melts in your car.
More importantly, boys and girls, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, tonight, in the words of Michael Bisping, we have the tough finale headline. Justin Gaethje.
It's a new fighter.
Yeah, it's a new fighter. Well, it's a TBA. Baddest fighter on the card.
Bad dude.
And then tomorrow,
actually, no, in this case, yeah, I would say he might be the baddest dude on the card.
You know what? I hope that he's upset that a lot of people, a lot of experts, and the betting is going against him.
It can be a very motivating factor.
And what's funny is, you know, Justin did the show on Wednesday, and by the way, action-packed. I want to thank everybody who tuned in, everybody who stopped by. You know, that he doesn't, and he's not going to play the gimmick in the game and all that kind of stuff. And then he goes and flips them off.
That was classic.
Classic, but disappointed. If you're not going to play the role, don't do it. Play the role. I'm okay with you playing the role, but don't say you're not going to and then do it. That's all.
I think he was having fun in his first UFC weigh-in. I think that might have been a little bit more of it. Personal opinion, but fun nonetheless to see.
I'm looking forward to the fight. I'm looking forward to seeing if Justin is as good as we all thought and say that he was and is. So, looking
win,
forward.
Win, lose, draw. I think I couldn't agree with him more. I think he will have significantly more fans after tonight's fight.
I do too. And he talked about that on Wednesday. You know, and I disagreed with him a little bit only because MMA fans know who Justin is. Unfortunately, there's MMA fans, and then there's UFC fans that's all they watch. That's all they tune in. That's all they know and can talk. But if you can't talk Justin Gaethje, to me, that's kind of surprising.
It's only a matter of time.
Just my
and
thought.
That time starts tonight.
Tonight.
And then tomorrow, we've got a title on the line. A lot of people going against Nunes, which I found interesting. The Romero fight, kind of interesting. I'm looking forward to that. I want to see Whitaker. I kind of enjoy it. Bisping got ripped quite a bit. on the interview that he did with Whitaker, and I was okay with it. I didn't think that he made it all about Bisping, which is what's being reported. But the bigger news coming out of Las Vegas, Nevada, and Joe Marquis and a lot of local guys have been on me. When's it start? When's it start? It starts next week. The 1, 2, 3, I think it's 4-city tour of Floyd Mayweather and mm-hmm. Conor McGregor starts next week.
Staples Center in L.A. There was some reporting saying that it could be either L.A. or London, but it looks like it's official that it will be starting at the Staples Center in L.A.
I'm going to talk to Scott Peterson, who I believe is going to go to all four, and I may go do the Toronto and Brooklyn.
No Houston?
No. Why, you want me to go to Houston? I'll go to Houston.
Yeah, Houston. Good food.
Where else are they going?
Well, then, Toronto, Brooklyn, and London.
In 5 days.
5 days.
That's a little much. That's rough.
I believe Sean said that Connor's going to try to hijack the terminals, the conversation between pilots, like he did last time.
It's going to be a race. He needs to win. He always wins.
I don't know. It might be the only thing he wins.
I'm not sure he's going to win that race. I think Floyd has more money.
Oh, yeah.
Floyd has a heavier plane.
I think that
it's got bigger guys on it.
Well, it has bigger guys. It also has bigger engines on it.
That's probably true. Doesn't the gold plate kind of slow you down?
Well, it does. However, when you are using the UFC's, or excuse me, WME IMG's plane, you're using their plane. Floyd has his own plane. He can do with it and soup it up however he wants. He can put whatever engines he wants on it. He's got the dough.
Well, but he wouldn't be on the IMG or the Zuffa plane, would he?
Who, Connor?
Yeah, why would he? Why wouldn't he be on the Mayweather promotions? They're going to have to provide the plane for him. Why would the UFC provide the plane? This isn't, you know, a UFC event. I know that it's a promotion together.
Yeah, it's co-promoted. We don't know who is responsible for what responsibilities, what portions of the...
Make them fly commercial.
Honestly,
sorry, Connor. Flying commercial.
That would be smart, though. Talk about getting inside his head. He's a proud dude. He has not 1 ounce of humility in his body. Truly, he doesn't. So a good way to get into his head, make him fly commercial. First class? Absolutely not. Back of the plane.
By the toilets.
Yeah, absolutely. And he would go nuts.
Middle seat.
Yeah.
Overhead compartment.
Yeah, put him in the overhead.
And it would be awful for Mayweather's bodyguards, but you send Mayweather's bodyguards to sit aisle window, put Connor in the middle, and they're there to protect Connor, so they got to be on both sides of him.
That's close quarters right there.
I like it. So the Boston Red Sox in town taking on your Tampa Bay Rays. How'd that go?
Reported on it. Had the tickets worked.
Yeah, that whole deal. There like was that.
You're just as guilty as I am, so it's all good.
Well, you're wrong, but okay.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not wrong, and let me explain why.
I know, you're going to say that I have the military tickets too, but I didn't already have them and I didn't send them to Sean, which is what you did, so.
Okay, yeah. And then my angle is, you're a veteran, you have access to the Salute the Veterans tickets, and you should have gotten them as well.
Well, I didn't until before we knew that everything was FUBAR. When I tried to, the offer was no longer valid.
That's what you get for thinking. Don't think. It hurts the squad.
As we were saying, the Rays beat the Red Sox last night 4-1. They're 4.5 games behind the Red Sox. So they did gain that full game up on the AL East leaders. And they did it against Chris Sale, which is a feat in and of itself.
Sure, sure.
Because he did strike out 12 in 7 innings.
And the Rays only struck out 6.
Hey, outs are outs. Strike them out.
Looking for
matter.
4 more.
Sorry. Outs are not outs. Strikeouts are much more important. They look
wrong. Again.
Can I finish?
No.
strikeouts are more sexier on the scorecard. The backward K is more impressive than the regular K. And either K is better than a ground out, a fly out, a force out, and we don't get free sandwiches.
Peter Borges scored, and that was in the fifth to give them the first lead. And then Wilson Ramos, the catcher that they signed, who was on the DL from the injury in the offseason, or at the end of last season, added a two-run home run as well. So it was the power that actually was what took them over the Red Sox, whereas when they were playing the Cubs, they had to manufacture a little bit more. So they're firing on all cylinders, it looked like. It's just a matter of how will the bullpen continue to perform or not perform, really, if they're going to be able to maintain where they are in the playoff hunt. It is just the All-Star break coming up, but they are at least in the vicinity of wild card berth.
Not that I would know this off the top of my head, and I'm not sure either one of you guys would either, but where were they at this time frame last year? You know, week before the All-Star break? Any ideas?
I am looking that up right now.
Hold that thought.
All right, while you're looking that up, Sean, why don't you fill us in on what the two of you knuckleheads did go cover last night?
So, Wags and I decided to go down to the Tampa Bay Rowdies game. They were hosting FC Cincinnati, which is the Cinderella story of another tournament that's going on in the United States as well. They beat a couple MLS teams, so they're riding a pretty good win streak, and the Rowdies took them down 2-0 last night.
Really?
After midnight is when it finished.
You know why? Because the chicken runs at midnight.
Exactly. So we went down, Cool and the Gang were supposed to perform last night after the game. That got canceled.
I would have left. As soon as Cool and the Gang got canceled, I would have left.
Well, that was at about 11 o'clock when they decided no more. Rain delayed just before halftime. They finished the last couple of minutes, and then they took another 10-minute break, and they started the second half. The game didn't end until about 12:05.
Did they reschedule Cool and the Gang?
No. As of right now, it is canceled.
Just a hard cancel, unfortunately.
Tell you what, even I would consider going to a Tampa Bay Rowdies game if Cool and the Gang was there.
Well, if you had our seats that we had yesterday, you would go too.
That's a true statement. No, we could reach out and touch the players.
I saw how far you were from the field, or from the pitch.
Good job.
There you go.
I thought that was impressive.
Could you go?
Did you hear the communication on the field? It was great. Learned a lot.
So as of today, which is July 7th, as of July 7th last season, the Rays were 34-51, and the last game before the All-Star break was on July 10th. They were 34-54. They were in the middle of a six-game losing streak, actually, and it would turn into an eight-game losing streak before they got their next win. So, yeah, 34-54, whereas right now they are officially pulling up the standings. Trying to.
They don't call you the best in the business for
right?
nothing.
This is awful.
Are the best. It's the weather. It's all caused by the weather.
It really is.
Anything going on football-wise? Any big stories?
The storm just took off.
Yeah. And that's why Coach Ron James will not be on today, because they will be in the air. I said, you know what, Coach? You go get that win, and we'll talk next week. How impressive was that game last week?
A nail-biter. Unreal.
Real quick, 45-42 currently are the Rays.
Okay.
Back to the storm.
Back to the storm. So the storm fought from behind the entire night. And last time they played the same team, the same thing happened. And you and I both talked about it. We said there's no way it can happen this time. And guess what? It did.
And it was just some mental mistakes, it seemed like. What was it, a fourth and like 17 that Washington ended up scoring on? You don't go for the interception. Just knock the ball down. Make the tackle.
Right, exactly. They went for the interception, which was stupid. And then the lateral, you know, to have two guys collide, letting the receiver who, you know, was being held up, but allowing him to lateral to the other player who then took it in for the touchdown. But, you know, some fluky plays, you know, by Washington as well. And, you know, the touchdown, you know, that was scored that bounced around and, you know, the Tampa Bay Storm receiver picked it up and scored very easily on the kickoff. But that's the beauty of this game. 3 seconds is a long time.
Can't make a extra point to save his life.
He tried to kick the car. He was so mad he missed.
Throw the football in the sunroof, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of my favorite things. You know, is the halftime where you throw these little Nerf balls. And the first time we went, it was a car. Last time it was a trash can. And if you get it in and then you get selected, you win a portion, you know, of the money that they bring in. And then I believe the other half goes to charity. All right, one quarter down, three quarters to go. We're going to talk a little more about the UFC out here. Tonight is the tough finale. Tomorrow, UFC, what number are we at? 212? 213. We'll talk about Daniel Cormier's most recent dig and his demands to Jon Jones. We'll talk about Jameis Winston, as well as talk more about the Winston autograph signing, which is next Saturday. A whole lot more to do right here on Talking Sports, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
SportsCollectibles.com is proud to announce an FSU autograph signing opportunity Saturday, July 15th at West Shore Plaza, featuring Jameis Winston, Chris Winkie, and Peter Warwick. Go to SportsCollectibles.com for more information on this awesome opportunity. Tickets available or pre-order for a day of event. Unable to attend? Don't lose out and take advantage of the mail-in order. Don't miss us on Saturday, July 15th at West Shore Plaza with Winkie, Warwick, and Winston.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Pittsburgh CLO and Kansas City Starlight's production of Disney's The Little Mermaid live on stage. The hit Broadway musical takes you on an enchanting adventure under the sea with Ariel and her friends. Critics agree it's utterly beautiful and charming. A spectacle. This dazzling production is a magical journey filled with songs from the animated film and more. Don't miss Disney's The Little Mermaid.
Coming to the Straz Center July 11th through 16th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
So, found this on the four-letter network. Looks like Tom Brady is potentially working on his retirement plan. Once he leaves football, he'll be able to rely on all of his book sales, because apparently in September, his book, The TB12 Method, How to Achieve a Lifetime of Sustained Peak Performance, will hit the shelves. And it's going to be, quote, a gorgeously illustrated and deeply practical athlete's Bible that reveals Brady's revolutionary approach to sustained peak performance for athletes of all kinds and of all ages. Wow.
You know, he's been doing a few things. You know, now he's come out with how important sleep is. Didn't know you needed sleepwear.
Sleepwear?
Yeah, sleepwear. He's going to have his own sleepwear.
Through Under Armour.
Right, through Under Armour. He just did an Under Armour tour, you know, through Asia. And he was talking about the importance of sleep. And, you know, there's that commercial where they're walking him into this, you know, hotel. And they take him through these back walkways. And all it is into a room with a mattress, you know, about good sleep. And, you know, good for him. You know, take advantage of his name. It's something that's been very important to him, you know, is taking good care of himself, you know, his sleep. People don't realize how important sleep is. I learned that yesterday, by the way.
It's easy to sleep 12 hours when you don't go to sleep the night previous night.
12 hours I slept. I went to sleep for a little after 4 o'clock Pacific, so 7 o'clock Eastern, and I woke back up about 8 o'clock Eastern this morning.
Never leave the table when you're on a heater.
Throw on the heater, Ricky. Yeah, all night. Stayed up. It's the first time I've ever done that. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of success.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. It was a lot of fun. If you're coming to Vegas, don't gamble. But if you do, make sure that you're a winner.
Yeah, don't suck at it.
Well, the other night, I did not. It was very successful.
Apparently, there is not only the book that's coming out, but there's also the TB12 Sports Therapy Center actually at Gillette Stadium. And that is open to the public. He sells a nutritional manual on his website for $200, where he also sells his TB12 snacks, protein bars, and granola. He also has a deal with a meal delivery company. Excuse me, sorry. I can't stop laughing at this. Brady-inspired meals.
Oh, hey.
What? How is it Brady-inspired? That's what I want to know.
Because it's what he eats, and people want to, you know, follow in his footsteps. They're aspiring to eat tougher.
It's put in front of him. Doesn't say, I think that this recipe should be this because of. I promise you that.
You guarantee it?
Yeah, his private chef is the one that feeds him. That's what that is.
And you don't think he has any say in that?
I think that he has a lot less say than is being put out there. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying that we have a Jameis Winston autograph to give away. Jameis Winston will be signing next Saturday at West Shore Plaza. It's an FSU signing with Warwick. Who's the third one?
Winky.
Why can't I remember Winky?
I have no idea. He's kind of a big deal.
Winky. Well, I'll remember just because I'm going to have to put in my mind that it's Winky Wright. So Winky, Warwick, and Winston all out there next Saturday. For more details, jump on sportscollectibles.com. And let's do some kind of giveaway where you have to register, go through Facebook. I'm going to let you guys leave it. You know, I'll leave it up to you guys. And we can announce it after the next break or whenever. But let's give one of the autographs away. Let's save Winston for next week, where we'll have two. And today, let's give away Winkies. Want to do that?
It's your show. Why not? Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
We are giving away Chris Winkie's autograph
this weekend. Right, it's a ticket. You still need to bring the item that you want to get signed, et cetera. But it's a ticket to go out there and get his autograph. I don't know if he does 12 to 1 or 1 to 2. You need to jump on sportscollectibles.com and check that out. But you guys come up with it. After the next break, you can let people know how to register, whether it's through the Knockout Radio Twitter, whether it's through my Facebook, whatever. And then, you know, we can pull a winner later tonight. All right.
Sounds good.
Now back to sports.
Did you say where that signing is? I don't remember if you said that.
I said it three times, West Shore Plaza.
Okay,
that's located just over, if you're coming from Pinellas, just over the Howard Frankenstein Bridge, right there. I believe there's numerous stores in that West Shore Plaza. And right in the middle will be the signing.
Do you have any thoughts on the Tim Hardaway Jr. signing by the Knicks for 4 years, $71 million?
Yeah, I saw somewhere that he's going to make more in this contract than his father, who was a tad better in his entire career. But that's just that's the way things have progressed.
Well, you know, what has happened with this year in particular, it just seems that everybody has a lot of money to spend, and some of these names that are getting these really big contracts, you don't really necessarily equate the names to the numbers.
Well, and it's money that they have to spend. It's not money that they want to spend. They have to spend it. So it's kind of, you know, the same with the NFL. They have money that they have to spend. So, you know, if you have to spend it and you're bringing this guy in, you got to give it to him, right? It is the right time to be a free agent. Any update from Maurice Spates and his side? I'm not sure.
Haven't heard anything this week. Spoke to him last week. Still testing the waters right now. Wasn't expecting to sign this week at all. Probably next weekend we'll know a little bit more, but looking East Coast is the word on the street.
That would be good. I'd like that. You guys may not like it, but I'll like it.
Here's another NBA free agency story for you that's a little bit better than Tim Hardaway Jr. making more than his father. Patrick Beverley was a part of the trade from Houston to the Clippers for Chris Paul. Well, I guess Patrick Beverley for the last 4 years has been using a hotel alias while on the road. Milos Teodosic, who he claims is the best non-NBA player out there. Well, guess who the Clippers signed and is Patrick Beverley's new teammate? Milos Teodosic. So he needs to change his hotel alias now.
Yes, that is definitely by far the best free agency story of this free agency, yeah. I think.
He called him the best ball handler, the best passer, not in the NBA, and now he's his point guard.
Yeah, not only is he in the NBA, but they're sharing a locker room.
Sharing the locker room. Don't get the names confused.
That's hilarious.
Now everybody knows to use that name at the hotel.
That's funny stuff.
And for never playing in the league, he's getting like $12 or $13 million.
Hey, now's the time. You know, no doubt. Now is the time, you know, to look at that. All right, tonight, UFC on Fox, FS1, I believe it is. Your main event, Michael Johnson, Justin Gaethje. Give me your guy's take.
Said it Wednesday. I'm sorry if I'm sounding like a homer. I in this fight, he has fought the best that World Series of Fighting has to offer. We have said also time and time again that it's not the UFC talent. Again, very true statement. But you also have Michael Johnson, who has not done all that great of late. He's actually 1-3 in his last four. His one win, though, was a KO win over Dustin Poirier. That was performance of the night. But he's lost to Benel Dariush, Nate Diaz, and his last fight was against Khabib Nurmagomedov, and that didn't go well for him either. He was submitted by a Kimura. So,
how do you let that go against him? And you know, we always talk about opponents. We always talk about, you know, wins and losses in the UFC.
Strength of schedule, if
right?
You will.
Exactly, and I'm okay with that. So if I look at his most recent fight, the loss to Khabib, I rule that out. I don't,
because it's Khabib,
right? Because it's Khabib. The fight before that, it's Dustin Poirier, who is on a roll. We like Dustin Poirier, a great fighter, and he beats him, knocks him out, KO. The fight before that, Nate Diaz. He's not quite Khabib, but he's in the conversation. Now, granted, you know, it went to, what was it, a decision, right? So
yes,
it was a decision. So those three fights, I'm not going to, because normally I would look and say, all right, you know, he's got these losses, so I'm going with Justin. These are quality guys. You know, getting submitted by Khabib, everybody gets submitted by Khabib.
So far, yeah.
Including Conor, possibly.
Looking at it, with no disrespect to some of these fighters, because they are a whole lot better than I am, but do you look at some of the big wins that Gaethje has on his record.
Exactly.
Luis Palomino. And I know it's a friend of the program, but Melvin Gilliard. For him to be one of your key victories when Michael Johnson has wins over Tony Ferguson, Edson Barboza, Dustin Poirier on the record, how do you not like him?
Ferguson of 2012.
Still Tony Ferguson. Strength of schedule. It's a sexy name.
You know, and let's look at real quickly our guy, Justin Gaethje. His last fight, I believe, was that one in New York where he looked awful against Firmino. The fight before, Brian Foster was the guy that we just watched last week, you know, lose early. You know, that was the Daytona Beach fight. And he beat Brian Foster in the first round. So I do agree with you. Looking at the list of opponents, and you can't knock a guy for beating who's put in front of him, but True. You can knock the schedule. You know, that's all. And you have to.
Gut feeling. So in this fight, are you saying that you're picking Michael Johnson over Justin Gaethje?
I'm not going to pick until I absolutely have to. This is where, you know, people get hurt. Feelings
Fights
get
in a couple hurt. Hours.
Well, I understand that. I'll tweet it out just before I see him walk to the cage. How's that? but all right, hold on a second. Let's be honest. Let's take names off. And I know that's difficult to do. But, you know, let's pretend it's one of those food reality shows where you don't know who the chef is. If you look at schedules, if you look at records, and you look at one guy coming into the UFC, one guy a UFC fighter, I don't know anybody that would pick Justin Gaethje.
That is a fair point. That now, is a very fair point, yeah.
The only thing that's not in that when you don't know who the fighter is the fighter themselves, the heart of the fighter. We've seen Justin Gaethje take a butt whooping, and he keeps on ticking. He comes back, and he ends up winning the fight. That's the only thing that you can't put in a scenario when you don't know who the fighters are. But with that said, I don't know anybody other than it's Justin Gaethje, you know, other than it's Randy Couture, other than it's a guy that, you know, has a tendency to fight through and come back. Looking at it on paper, every single person would take Michael Johnson.
Agreed.
I believe Absolutely. It's called Follow the Menace.
Okay. Yeah.
Justin Gaethje flipped him off at the fake weigh-in. We had almost a miss weight situation yesterday, and it waited until 1 minute left to weigh in when, I forget her name, weighed in totally naked. She walked in looking like Karate Kid, whatever his name was. I know Ralph Macchio, but whatever his name was in Karate Kid. When he was in the shower Halloween costume, that's what she looked like. It was like a big tube that was around her because she was walking in there naked. But she did make weight, and the only person more surprised than everybody in the arena was her. She didn't think she was going to make weight, and she did somehow.
That's rough. That would be horrible to go through to try to deplete yourself down to the point where you don't even know if you're going to make weight and if it was worth going through everything because you'd still have to lose your 20%. But with that said, we are one half down, one half to go. Still plenty to get to, not only with MMA, but all the sports, because we are talking sports with Randy Harris out in Las Vegas, Sean and Weggs here in studio. We are brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network. Are you ready?
ROC 40, July 21st, is going down at the A La Carte Shrine Pavilion with Ronnie the Pit Phillips versus Nick the Machete Ficchetti in the main event for the Florida State title. For more information, visit rfcmma.com or call 813-964-9818. We'll be right back.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
It's the Naked Pizza Man, a.k.a. the Pizza Diet Guy, and founder of Tour de Pizza in St. Pete, Florida. As the inventor of the pizza-only diet in 2009, I've dedicated my career to changing the image of pizza from a junk food to a health food. If you don't see me at the restaurant, you may catch me right here on Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
SportsCollectibles.com is proud to announce an FSU autograph signing opportunity Saturday, July 15th at West Shore Plaza, featuring Jameis Winston, Chris Winkie, and Peter Warwick. Go to SportsCollectibles.com for more information on this awesome opportunity. Tickets available or pre-order for a day of event. Unable to attend? Don't lose out and take advantage of the mail-in order. Don't miss us on Saturday, July 15th at West Shore Plaza with Winkie, Warwick, and Winston.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
Fireball.
See me dancing around here in my hotel suite. It's pretty impressive.
Ooh, hotel suite, huh?
Yeah.
Up in the world.
Here's something for you. You mentioned winter earlier in the program.
Winter chicken dinner.
And here's a story and a question for you guys. Australian tennis player Bernard Tomic, I believe is how you state it, lost in the first round of Wimbledon earlier this week. 6-4, 6-3, 6-4, so it really wasn't that close. And when they were interviewing his opponent said it didn't seem like he was at 100%. Do you know why he wasn't at 100%?
No, but I'm sure you're about to tell us.
He was at 100%, but he just called the trainer in to shift momentum and try to mentally mess with this guy. Because he really wasn't into the match. That's why this Australian tennis player did it. He was bored and decided to call the trainer in. He's just out there to make money. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. He just wants to never have to work again.
Well, okay.
You know how much money he made for losing in the first round?
How much?
It was upwards of £38,000.
So probably around 50 grand.
Just to show up and lose. This was the quote. You know, I just thought I'd try to break a bit of momentum. To use that as my strategy, because I was just playing very bad and feeling bad out there.
That's 48,900. Wait. That is $48,963.
Another quote. I don't know why, but, you know, I felt a little bored out there. You know, to be completely honest with you.
Well, okay, let's say he makes roughly 50 grand. To lose in the first round. How many tournaments is he playing a year?
Oh, I don't know. But
four, five, six?
There's a ton.
There's a lot. At 50 grand a pop, to me, that is, if he is trying to make enough money to be comfortable, like apparently he is, like very comfortable, then why put yourself through the heartache and the body ache of training and putting all your effort into it when you can do just enough to get by in this situation?
Here's another quote. I couldn't care less if I make a fourth round U.S. Open or I lose in the first round. To me, everything is the same.
complete apathy. Now, you could also look at it another way and say that if you are not worried about winning, if you're not worried about how much money you're going to be making, as long as you're making money, you could open yourself up mentally to play harder.
Another one. We all work for money. At 34, maybe I can donate to charity. Because he's 24, 25.
Okay. All right.
They asked if he was going to give his prize money back. He said, you're going to make Federer give his prize money back?
Why?
Because he didn't try.
Oh, that's ridiculous. To ask him if he's going to give his money back?
Yeah, they asked him and he snapped. He goes, well, if you ask Federer to give back $500 million, would he do that or not?
Now, did he necessarily say he didn't try, or did he just say he didn't care?
He didn't care. He was bored out there.
That's right. a very important distinction to make.
Right. No, exactly. That's not saying that he didn't try.
Yeah.
I've played events, or you know, when I'm playing the stupid golf game on the phone or whatever, you're trying to win, and then when you don't win towards the end, when you just kind of, it's not that you're throwing it,
but it wasn't. He got beat bad. It's not like the first two sets were close and he just gave up at the end.
Right. He gave up at the beginning.
Yeah. He said it was all mental. He just wasn't in it.
Okay. Well, that's not trying. He's trying. He just couldn't get into the game.
That's a very good point.
My God. Mic drop. I'm done.
Well, I like this guy now. So
he's your new favorite tennis player?
And here's the question. Would you rather, if you're the opponent, would you rather win with a guy who's bored and really doesn't seem to be into it, or beating somebody at their best?
If you get beat by this guy, you probably need to rethink your career decision.
Oh, no, that's not true. I'm going to disagree with you. You know, he's not saying that he's not trying.
No, I know.
And he's not saying that he didn't care. He didn't have it. And so whatever, if I lose, I lose. Losing to him, if he's playing at his best, you know, and he's got everything rolling, maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe, you know, you can't get the ball rolling. So, no, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm not going to say losing this guy means that you now need to go flip burgers around the corner.
Just kidding. Just a joke.
They're saying that people are now going to tournaments hurt just to get into the first round to make that money.
Sure.
There's no reason to pull out.
Yeah, of course.
Go into the first round, hurt, lose, and make your $50,000.
Now, did you see the video of the 17-year-old female tennis player who was in the middle of a point and completely collapsed?
Yeah.
Inside her knee just blew up. But she fell in the middle of the court and started screaming, help me, somebody help me.
And not only was, I believe she was winning.
I think
match.
She was, yeah.
She's also the number one ranked doubles player in the world.
And her teammate was
and
there.
And they were going for the slam. If they won Wimbledon, they would have all four at one time.
That's rough. She's 17 years old, I think.
Well, I thought she was older than that.
They should have propped her up, put her in a chair, and let her doubles partner, you know, take him to victory.
Yeah, yeah, right?
they
were saying that the medical staff didn't get there fast enough. That she was there too long, and they reported that it was within a minute that they were out there tending to her.
I would say the video I saw, I saw the video, saw it happen. She was laying there for a couple seconds before she even started screaming. I mean, you saw her collapse. You had an appreciation for the fact that she was hurt. But then after a couple seconds, then she really started screaming loud, and everybody could hear it. There were people standing up in the crowd sort of looking around, and there's nobody helping her for some time.
She's 32.
It might have still been within a minute, but I don't know where I got the 17 from then. Might have been wins or something like that.
Five-time major doubles champion who also owns two mixed doubles Grand Slam titles and the top seed in the ladies doubles tournament.
Hmm. Who was her partner?
Her partner is Luis Zafarova.
Oh, okay.
Safarova?
I was going to say Safarova.
I'm acting like I know who that is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the American had already suffered a torn MCL in her right knee in 2013, but they haven't updated her status.
Yeah, they took her right to the ER. Naturally. But
that doesn't look good.
No. Yeah, slam hopes out the door. Better luck next time.
I just received it. I just received a press release from Fox 13, and this is somewhat sports related. Officials say a man was diving for golf balls.
Okay.
When a gator bit him on the arm.
I was going to say, please tell me a gator got him.
Nice.
He was bay-flighted to a Lee County Hospital.
And Florida man strikes again. Florida man diving for golf balls, bitten by a gator. News at 11.
Yeah, right. But this, is it surprising?
This just in. There are gators in our lakes and ponds, boys and girls. Yeah. All right. How are we going to give away the Winky? Thank God I remembered Winky right. The Chris Winky autograph.
So let's have them go to sportscollectibles.com. You have to go to the actual website. And they have a tab on there that has athletes. So I'm telling you exactly where to go. Go to athletes. And just pick out three. Three different athletes that they have. Doesn't have to be NFL specifically. It can be any sport. They have plenty of sports to choose from. There are plenty of athletes to choose from. But you have to go to the sportscollectibles.com page and email us, message us, call us, text us. Any way, shape, or form, you can get in touch with us and let us know three athletes that work with sportscollectibles.com. How does that sound?
Perfect. I'm tweeting it out now.
There we go.
Home run derby?
Home run derby.
A little bit of a snub, maybe, in the home run derby?
I think definitely.
Gary Sanchez responds via an interpreter?
Yeah, he did respond.
Yeah.
What was he saying?
He said, "What can I say?" I goes, "That's something I have no control of."
Well, yeah, it's not his fault.
He goes, "It's not my fault that he didn't get selected." I still like the. I remember when I had 14 home runs 2 months ago.
Yeah, that was good.
But yeah, this is not something that is up to the individual in this case. If you're afforded the opportunity, then it's up to you whether or not you're going to do it. And chances are, if you are somebody who has this put in front of you, you're going to say yes.
So Sanchez was called up August 2nd of last year.
Correct.
Since August 2nd, Sanchez has 33 home runs,
mm-hmm.
and Morrison has 28.
So five more. They're close.
They're still fairly close, and I get it's the New York name, but you already have a New York player on there. The number one seat.
Yeah, the one everybody really is there to see.
Well, him and Giancarlo Stanton.
Everybody wants to see the new kid, though. We've seen Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
We know what we're getting there.
I guess there's some surprises with the little home run sculpture out in center field. It has some things specifically built for the home run derby. They knew they were going to get the All-Star game. They knew they were going to get the home run derby. So there's some special things that were built and designed.
You already know what these are?
No. No one knows what they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to see it.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like a Croatian clock designer designed their awful piece of art in center field.
Oh, the thing with the Marlin that goes. Oh, yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Let's see if the roof is open or the window's open. Are balls going to actually leave the park?
It depends on if the roof is on fire.
Well, depends.
I know we didn't start the fire.
We didn't.
Oh, good.
All right.
That moves you up a notch. You're one notch.
That's my best line this entire week.
Week. Don't give yourself more credit than is warranted. Week.
Somebody's got to give me some credit.
I was going to be nice and at least say month.
I am looking forward to it. Obviously, everybody is expecting a showdown between Stan and Judge.
The one and two seats.
That's what we're expecting.
Do you have the list of participants?
I do not.
While you're pulling up the list, I want to say this. I want the two of you to put the home run derby showdown after it happens in a Cliff Note version so that I can watch that instead of 4.5 hours of lead up to and home run derby.
Starts at 8 o'clock.
How about this? While I'm pulling up the list, we can hit this final break. We are woefully late for this last break. So let's go ahead and hit this break for Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
SportsCollectibles.com is proud to announce an FSU autograph signing opportunity Saturday, July 15th at West Shore Plaza, featuring Jameis Winston, Chris Winkie, and Peter Warwick. Go to SportsCollectibles.com for more information on this awesome opportunity. Tickets available or pre-order for a day of event. Unable to attend? Don't lose out and take advantage of the mail-in order. Don't miss us on Saturday, July 15th at West Shore Plaza with Winkie, Warwick, and Winston.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Time. There never seems to be enough of it, and without time, how can you make healthy food needed to fuel your busy schedule? Forget wasting your valuable hours on food prep and dishes. Come to Fit Life Foods and grab the right meals to power you through your super packed days. Their 13,000 square foot culinary center services all of their locations in the Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida areas, giving you access to more than 60 menu items to satisfy every craving. Can't make it to one of our stores? Go to eatfitlifefoods.com to schedule delivery right to your door. Don't know what to eat to achieve your goals? Schedule a free appointment with their wellness coaches to get you on the right track. And with their member meal accounts and recycle rewards program, it's easy to save. If they did any more, they'd be feeding it to you too. Fit Life Foods, powerfully good.
Are you ready?
ROC 40 July 21st is going down at the Ullicott Shrine Pavilion with Ronnie the Pit Phillips versus Nick the Machete Ficchetti in the main event for the Florida State title. For more information, visit rfcmma.com or call 813-964-9818.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, so I think you guys will get a kick out of this. I just saw a post on my Book of Face, and it says it's from Shane Grossman. And he says, so I just had a guy at work tell me that he likes my shirt and asked where I got it. His response, I said it's a friend of mine's radio show. Long story short, I asked him if he likes MMA. He said, what do you mean, UFC? Quietly, he chuckled and walked away. I don't know what bothers me worse, people calling MMA UFC or the overuse of the word legend.
Well, you're a local legend.
You are a local legend.
Well, that's just a rim. That's a vicious rim.
Regional legend.
You're about to be a been there, done that, got the t-shirt legend.
Well, which is better, being a local legend or a future legend?
depends on if
I'm going to say local.
Local's better in the future. All right.
Because you are. You have at least got that status somewhere.
Okay.
Future.
By someone.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the Jack Sparrow line from the first Pirates of the Caribbean. You're the worst pirate I've heard of, but you have heard of me.
That's true.
I like that
line. Awesome.
All right. So in the last couple minutes of the show, let's wrap up this. Let's put a bow on Tough 25 and UFC 213.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So obviously we know who is headlining. We also have Diego. We never talked about Diego Lima versus Jesse Taylor, the entire reason for Tough 25 finale. They are the two finalists of Tough 25. Who you got?
I'll tell you who I want and who I'm picking. And it's not a pick against Lima. I think Lima wins the fight. And I normally don't root unless it's somebody associated with the show like Elias or Justin or whatever. But how do you not want Jesse Taylor to win after the story, after what he did when he was on Tough? You know, then he went and he kicked out the limo window, so he gets kicked off. I just think it'd be a perfect ending to the story, but I think Lima's going to win the fight.
As do I. I'm picking Lima.
I'm going Jesse Taylor. Okay. He has his shot. He's been fighting for this for years now. And now he can officially say, do you know who I am?
There you go. And then Nunes versus Shevchenko tomorrow night in the main event for the championship.
I'm going Nunes. I'm going to go in still. A lot of people are saying that she needs to win in the first two or three rounds, that her cardio is awful. If she goes late, she doesn't have a chance. But I'm going with it still.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Trump and Putin meet? Ceasefire due for Syria. I'm Ann Cates. President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have met today on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Germany. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the president pressed Putin on Russian interference in the election. Putin denied any involvement on the part of the Kremlin. Correspondent Matthew Chan says other topics were also on the table.
They discussed the situation in Syria, in Ukraine, as well as countering terrorism and cyber crime. Those are the issues that, according to the state media in Russia, the TASS news agency, were discussed, apparently in some detail, for 2 hours, 20 minutes.
The U.S. and Russia, meanwhile, have worked out a ceasefire for southwest Syria, which goes into effect on Sunday. Details about